Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
We'll see what's appropriate. You know, I'd sure like them to be part of the experience, at least of the joy of accomplishing something so special that few people thought we could do once the spring training started. But it's a delicate balance when it comes to alcohol and kids around that.
If you see him lighting up a cigar, maybe Greg.
Maybe Greg. Hey, put that down.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Are you still going to use the buzz after we clinch? Look, it's imminent, and I'm not jinxing it. Like, the magic number is 2.
Because the buzz is real. Like, right. Everyone's excited to get to October.
So then we just move on to playoffs buzz, right?
Brewers fans are buzzing, man. Like, it's
for
real.
Buzzing. I'm going to the game tonight.
Ooh.
But my plan was to go for a little bit. Like, it's a work thing, which is great, but like, go for a little bit, hang out, you know, and then.
I don't know.
Because we get up at 3 in the morning.
You might want to bring some oil. For the buzz.
I don't think I'll need that. Do I have to stay if we're like, if the Cubs are winning? If the Cubs are losing and the Brewers are winning, do I have to stay case?
I think you do.
All right.
Sounds like a fun night.
Can you believe Uline is actually getting bigger? It's getting bigger. Village of Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission just approved another massive project on the campus that runs adjacent to I-94 in Kenosha County. You can't miss it. If you're headed down that way as you approach the state line, there are these massive buildings off in the distance, and you can even see from there. It says Uline right on the side. What do? Well, they sell everything, and you can get it tomorrow.
It is, yeah. We have the philosophy that we want to have all of our items that we sell in inventory in every one of our warehouses. So if you were to call us by 6 p.m. today, you can get it tomorrow. And so we are your just-in-time solution.
That's Gil De La Salas from Uline. I've talked with them a number of times over the years. I've actually been down there in their massive headquarters and warehouse buildings for a tour. You can't miss them. They're so big. And as I said, you can see them from the freeway. If you're headed south, they're to the right-hand side, right? So to the west side of the freeway. And there's going to be another one. So you think of Uline as like an Amazon, but for businesses. They still actually put out a physical catalog that's like 2 inches thick. Like, you can get the catalog and page through it. So if you're a business and you need highlighters and pens, you can get that. If you're a business and we're doing the courtyard outside, you know, in our corporate headquarters and we need a park bench, you can get that.
Okay.
And everything in between. And they have all this stuff in their warehouses. And like Gil said, they try to get it to you next day. So Pleasant Prairie just approved another building. Uline calls it a headquarters. So think like corporate jobs. This will be 1,300 additional jobs to add to their 2,500 jobs in Kenosha already, in Kenosha County there, and 9,000 across North America. Headquarters building, like Uline has places all over North America, as we said, 9,000 jobs. Footprint will be 93,000 square feet. It's about 1.5 football fields, like around, and then 3 stories up.
It's massive.
Where are they going to get these people?
Where are they going to put it?
They're always hiring. I always get emailed, like, we're having a hiring event. Like, and who isn't? Like, people are hiring, whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, it's massive. And they're kind of a quiet company. Like, you don't hear much about them. The Elines are politically active,
sure.
The owners of the company. Husband and wife both donate to a lot of conservative candidates and causes. But outside of that, you don't hear much about them. But they are just massive and still growing right here in Wisconsin. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
It is on, Brewers fans. Tonight could be the night, the fans and the crew buzzing. Oh, the buzz is real. Yes. The Brewers could clinch the NL Central tonight.
It's still ramping up.
Full bore with that chainsaw. Pop some champagne, light the cigars. That could happen tonight.
We'll explain here in a second. Thanks to a team win against the Phillies, 6-2 was the final. William Contreras started it off with a two-run scoring double.
2 pitch is a liner back up the middle and into left center field. Churio around third. He will score. It splits the defenders, rolls all the way to the wall. Perkins cruising around third. He's in there standing up. It's a two-run double for William Contreras.
It was awesome. Great, great play by him. Joey Ortiz had a great triple. He chipped in a couple of RBIs. Bryce Terang as well. And then there's Colin Ray, code red. He didn't start. He wasn't supposed to pitch yesterday. At least he didn't think so. But he came in out of the bullpen and pitched a couple of innings and got the save. He's never gotten a save before. He chatted with Bally, with Sophia.
I just came to the field today, and they kind of asked me.
And then he got the Gatorade. So that was the end of that. Yeah, so Murphy said, yeah, we asked him before the game, hey, we're a little light today in the pen. Can we use it? And he said, sure. And they're going to put him back in the starting rotation for the Diamondbacks. So there you go with that. So with the win and the Cubs also winning on Monday night, where does that put the magic number to clinch?
Oh, 2.
Ooh, thank you, Pancake. So that means with 2 being the magic number, that means a Brewers win and a Cubs loss tonight means that they will be popping the champagne. Both teams play tonight at the same time.
Cubs, however, play the A's, one of the worst teams in baseball, and they're playing well. So might have to wait a minute. And Brewers got to do what they got to do.
Against the Phillies.
Go ahead and win.
Same teams tonight right here, WDTMJ.
Packers on their way to Nashville for Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. Head coach Matt LaFleur setting up the week, admits to deliberately having plausible deniability when it comes to knowledge about quarterback Jordan Love's injury status.
Well, I purposely have not talked to Flea before I came in here, so I have no idea right now. Flea and Nate, they'll let us know. But I would assume that he's, I mean, I did see Jordan in the training room. I know he's doing everything he can. And, you know, if he's ready, he'll be ready. And if he's not, then we'll proceed with Malik.
He mentioned Flea and Nate. Couple of Packers trainers there. Yeah. LaFleur said, I didn't ask him because I didn't want to know, because I didn't want to have to answer.
Right.
So now I legit don't know. I do not know.
He's got to have some kind of idea.
No. He has no idea what's happening at all with his number one franchise quarterback. No idea.
Monday Night Football stunner. If Falcons come back to beat the Eagles 22-21, Eagles fans are losing their minds today after losing that game.
Which is fantastic. We're going to talk live with Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski next, not only about the fact that there's virtually no rain in the forecast, but also my misdiagnosis of his now burst appendix and what his injury status is at the moment. That's next. Somebody give me a doctor. You better follow the ambulance out. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski back with us this morning, just out of the hospital. So remember we talked with Niz, Eric, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
He was having some pain in his abdominal region.
Mm-hmm. Then I called Vinny. I wanted to see it. But I was at like a level of like 3 out of 10. Bad news is I'm still at like a level 3 out of 10.
So on the front end of that, you heard Niz say, so I called Vinny. Which, Niz, I guess we now know you should probably never do for advice on internal medicine.
Yeah, I mean, there is some good out of our phone conversation, though, which I can explain a little bit. But, things escalated big time for me. In fact, last week, as I was speaking to you guys, I didn't want to hijack the show. I didn't want to go crazy, but I was scrambling and getting ready to go to the ER. I was, that pain that I described that was a 3 was getting up there to more like probably an 8 or 9. And I had a very feverish night. And it all coupled to, it ended up being my appendix after all.
Well, I'm certainly glad you came on the phone with us last
week.
Yeah,
really. That was important.
Very important.
Make sure you honor the hit. Yeah.
It was, and I played it like, you know, we had important duties to discuss. Just fought right on through. But so like, long story short, guys, like, my appendix, which when I mentioned, you know, that was over a month ago, you know, probably started to get infected, and it just never really got painful for me. It was just kind of a little thing that I had noticed. So moral of the story, like, trust your body. If it's something that you do feel that is different, even if it is a smaller pain, like I felt like, trust your body, know that it's different, and maybe be a little bit more proactive. So since I didn't go that route, my appendix eventually ruptured, and I found myself in a much bigger situation. However, since Vinny gave me such great advice that it wasn't an appendix, and this took such a long period of time to get me to rupture, my body and my appendix, like, formed this protective layer. Well, I don't know if it was intended to protect, but it formed a layer, this, like, sac around itself. Let's call it a shield. That sounds
better. Okay, yeah, built its own shield.
Yeah, so that when it did rupture, all the bad stuff, the infection that really can be pretty serious and dangerous, you can get sepsis and stuff, actually contained itself into this sac that it formed. So the good in that is the infection didn't spread as bad as, like, into my blood, and into, that can happen. That can get really, really serious. But what I find myself is with this bigger infected mass in me that they're not willing to take out for at least 6 weeks, and they have to knock it down with serious antibiotics.
Yeah.
That I'm administering myself from home through an IV. I have a PICC line, they call it, that goes straight to my heart, that starts like by my armpit, that I administer antibiotics through.
Wow.
I have a drain in right now that they're draining this mass. So I have a long ways to go, but things are looking up. I got blood work done yesterday. It looked a lot better. I mean, my white blood cell counts were through the roof, which is an indication that your body's fighting an infection, you know, a bad infection. So, yeah, things got pretty rough there for a while, but I am on the up. The plan is 6 weeks from now, finally they can remove that mass. Hopefully not all 6 weeks do I have a drain in it. I'm hoping that leaves soon. I'm hoping eventually I can maybe take an oral antibiotic, but yeah.
Man,
it's been a wild ride. Hey, Vinny, here's another thing. How about this guy here? Remember me, where I used to be the guy who would pass out when we had a biometric screening and they would prick your finger and there'd be a little bit of blood?
No
Remember
kidding.
That guy?
Yes.
Now, Big Boy has grown up here. I'm administering my own antibiotics through an IV and it's doing wonderfully.
No pain, and he's either Wolverine or Deadpool. I mean,
wow,
seriously,
nice.
You are such a badass.
Well, I appreciate you being open and sharing it with us, Niz, and obviously glad that you're, you know, I mean, I know you got a road in front of you, but glad this was not a worse outcome for you.
Totally. I'm just thrilled to be out of the hospital. Some people are like, why the hell are you working? And I'm like, well, I'm like not necessarily building skyscrapers here or like I-43 or anything. I'm sitting in front of a computer and predicting the weather. And it makes me happy that I'm able to carry on with my day somewhat. So I'm going to do that. Obviously, I got some limitations. I won't be as, you know, maybe out and about with the storm chaser for a while, but it makes me happy to be at work, and I'm going to do it if I can.
All right, my friend. Continue to be well. Keep us updated.
All right. See you guys later.
In my defense, Niz also did go to urgent care, and they told him the same thing. Like, no, dude, if it were your appendix, like, you'd be in a lot
it's
more pain than what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Only take partly. Take a little bit of blame.
Yes. Breaking news out of Jefferson. Fire at an elementary school overnight. East Elementary closed today due to that fire. District says other schools will be open. There's no word yet on what caused the blaze.
Healing process beginning in Random Lake after a rollover bus crash Monday that injured 8 students on board. The superintendent says the district will be speaking to students today to reassure them they are safe while on the bus. A driver of a Jeep who hit the bus, her name is Becca Stevenson, she's been cited for failing to stop at a stop sign, but so far is not facing criminal charges.
A mother of one of the teenagers accused of attacking 3 men in an alley in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood last week, speaking out now against her own son's actions. TMJ4's Megan Lee.
Nobody wants to see that kid in jail, but if you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Primrose Hibbler isn't dismissing her 14-year-old son's actions.
Is the video disturbing to you?
All of it is disturbing to me.
Her son, who we aren't naming, is one of 4 juveniles charged in the brutal beating that happened just blocks away from Bradley Tech High School in an alley last week.
All those kids know better. You 14, 15, 16, you know better.
And her son is charged with one count of physical abuse of an elder person and due to appear in court Wednesday.
Overall enrollment is up at the universities of Wisconsin. Eight of the UW campuses saw higher enrollment this fall, with UW-Madison seeing record enrollment at more than 51,000 students. It's the highest enrollment at the UW since 2020.
Coming up, the Milwaukee show and, well, all the shows canceled.
An update to the Jane's Addiction scuffle. The rock group was playing in Boston when a fight ensued on stage between Dave Navarro and Perry Farrell. Perry Farrell, the lead singer. You can kind of hear them arguing there a little bit. Stop the music, got all into it.
This is the actual moment when
this is when it
about
happened
to come to blows.
In Boston. So they had to cancel the rest of the show. And it got us thinking, well, what's going to happen because they're supposed to play Milwaukee next week? And I kept thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe they'll still play Milwaukee, because then I'd actually buy a ticket to go see the
see
show.
See what happens.
Yes, I kind of like Jane's Addiction anyway. So, well, no, they have now canceled the tour because of what happened. Perry Farrell apologizing to the band. He says he did not act appropriately when he attacked Dave Navarro, the guitar
player. He did not.
So there you go, walking away from God knows how much money. Because your egos are just so big.
I just don't get it. That's so much money. Like, can't you just, you stand over here, he stands over there. Like, whatever. Get a separate bus, whatever you got to do. But, like, go out there and do the show.
And they're going to play
Vivo
Pavilion.
We all work with people we don't like from time to time, right?
What are you saying?
Present company, of course, notwithstanding.
Yeah, tour's over, Jane's Addiction. Who knows? But will they? You think they'll play again someday? You think in another 8 years they'll just bring
nah,
it back around.
Done. That's done.
There
you
won't be one more time.
Nope.
I don't know. Money's money.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ.
Jane says, have you seen my wig around? I can make it without it.
At 7:43 on this Tuesday morning, take you through the Storm Team forecast here. Mostly sunny today with a high of 87 degrees, but a little bit cooler if you're near the lake. Patchy fog overnight. Low temperatures away from Lake Michigan, dipping down into the low 50s. So mostly sunny skies again Wednesday. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 82. Friday, just a slight chance of rain, and that's it in the five-day forecast in terms of rain possibilities. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 80.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble complaining about it. I mean, I got to water the hell out of my lawn because I'm trying to save it and keep it green, keep the lawn wars going here. But that said, this stretch of weather has been phenomenal.
Right. It's been a nice stretch, right? I suppose. You're right.
I'll take it. But we certainly could use the rain. Looks like Friday is our only chance in the next 5 days. Brewers' magic number is 2. Could clinch the division tonight. We've got the manager, Pat Murphy, next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Monday Night Football, the Falcons come from behind to beat the Eagles 22-21. And to baseball, it is on. The Brewers' buzz is real. We have a magic number of
2.
That's right, the magic number is 2. As the Brewers beat the Phillies 6-2 on Monday night.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. What's up, Murph?
How are you guys?
We're awesome and feeling great. Magic number 2 means Cubs lost tonight combined with a Brewers win. You will be the National League Central Division champions. What are you going to say to your team ahead of tonight's game about scoreboard watching, about keeping their focus, any of those things? What's your message?
I don't think really at this point anything you can tell them is going to change what they're going to do. You know, they've been going and playing hard all year long. The thing we're most proud of is, you know, 150 games in, they played hard every night. You know, you didn't see too many nights we weren't in the game. It's almost unbelievable how many games that we've been, if we didn't win, we had the winning run or whatever it might be. So it's a credit to these guys that they play hard every night. We face maybe the best guy in the land
maybe the two best pitchers in the game the next two nights. So we'll have our work cut out for you, but it's a great opportunity. So we're going to look at that as a great opportunity to face the best and get a little sneak peek of what might come, but we got to take care of business.
I know your kiddos are oftentimes at the games with you. Would you put the goggles on them, let them get sprayed with a little bubbly when that time comes?
We'll see what's appropriate. You know, I'd sure like them to be part of the experience, at least of the joy of accomplishing something so special that few people thought we could do once the spring training started. But it's a delicate balance when it comes to alcohol and kids around that.
Yeah, if you see him lighting up a cigar, maybe Greg.
Maybe Greg. Hey, put that down. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the game last night. Fantastic game. You got Savali and he's having a very nice start, but then runs into trouble, I think, in the sixth, right, where he put first two guys on with hard base hits. You came right out, bring in Hobie Milner, who comes in a tough spot and does his job.
Yeah, I mean, Hobie hasn't had the best of luck lately, but our bullpen was decimated. That West Coast trip took it out of us. We were very successful, but we had to be careful of our bullpen at this time of year. You just can't wear them out any more than we have already. So we only had a few guys available, and then Colin Ray came in after Hobie, and he's one of our starters, but he was willing. It's his day to throw in between starts, and he was willing to help us out. He got the save for us, the 12th different guy that's got a save this year.
So
Brewers record.
You guys have 12 different guys who've gotten a save. According to the paper, the Tampa Bay Rays got 14 a couple of years ago. So you might as well go for it. Might as well find a way, right?
Who else you got?
We probably will. So one way or another, we probably will.
Nice offensive performance again by the Brewers. I mean, that Ortiz hit was so nice. Like, just perfectly placed, and the cat stretches it in a three-bagger.
Yeah, he's been swinging the bat very, very well, but he gets overshadowed by Churio or Adames or somebody else who's stealing the headlines every night. But him and Terang have been swinging the bat really, really well. So they both had a nice night last night, and they play impeccable defense.
Hey, Skip, before we let you go, can we just say congratulations on a phenomenal year? I you never know who all is expecting what when you have a new season with some big changes and some trades and you stepping into the role. And we're not there yet. We're not at the mountaintop yet. But, man, this is going to be a fun few days at AmFam. And congratulations. You earned every bit of it.
Well, I haven't done much, but those guys, they compete. So let's hope they keep competing the way that they have, and we'll just keep going and keep our head down. And when good things come our way, we'll just hopefully they'll have to tap us on the shoulder and say, okay, it's over. We just keep our head down and play.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360, 640, first pitch tonight. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you.
The guy couldn't be more humble. Is that the buzz again?
There's the buzz. Brewers buzz. Here we go.
Man, I'm fresh off of seeing that documentary on the 82 team and what that did to this town. I mean, I guess we go back to the NLCS Game 7 against LA Dodgers. What was that, 18, 19?
18, I believe.
So, you know, like, could use it. Need it. Let's go. Big important step is ahead. It could be tonight. They could pop the champagne tonight at American Family Field.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day. It was a Tuesday. Then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovator.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night. And when Chris Gizzi, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, on the bold predictions that you asked Eric and me for a while back, we're 2-for-2 right now, or at least on track. Yeah. I said the Packers were going to go undefeated at home. You can't go undefeated at home if you don't win that first one, so there's there. And Xavier True. McKinney, whom Eric said was going to get 10 picks this year.
He's on pace for 17, Tausch.
Hey,
guys, I kind of chuckled when Vinny, I didn't chuckle at yours at all. I thought what you said with where the team was at. Now, the fact that Jordan Love didn't start, I was a little skeptical, but you got through that week. And Eric, 10 picks is a ton of picks, but how am I going to argue with math? I mean, right. Xavier McKinney has proven, you know, he's showcased himself in a big way, and now he's on track to blow through years. Is that going to be accurate then if it's at 16? Is your 10 really that bold? I don't know.
It's going to seem less bold, right, if he goes one a week, which would be absurd, right? You want to start there then? The Packers' defensive performance probably not getting talked about enough, just given the fact that you had all the drama at quarterback, and then, of course, Josh Jacobs is still running for about 1,000 yards in the game. But nice showing by the D.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the whole week was about Jordan Love. Is he going to play? And then, you know, what could Malik Willis do? But I looked at how the game played out, and it was kind of like Charles Dickens, a tale of two halves. The offense stole the show, Matt LaFleur, the design of the run game, how they executed it, and what they were able to do. And then in the second half, Indianapolis finally decided to put five down linemen in and actually slow the run game down. But throughout the whole thing, Jeff Hafley's defense and Xavier McKinney, a big part of that, dominated that football game. So it was, I just thought from, you know, could this team have done that last year in the same scenario? And the answer is no. So I don't know if Jeff Hafley's defense is getting enough love, because it just looks a lot different. And the NFL is all about big plays. And last year we didn't see that. This year we've seen six turnovers already. And it's a big reason is because of the new defense and the way they're, you know, attacking instead of sitting back. It's been such a refreshing thing. And now you have to continue to build off of that. But through 2 weeks, I think you should be really excited about what this defense can look like, you know, in December and January.
Especially when they take on the Titans, they got a young quarterback there who's still going through the growing pains.
Oh, he has been a turnover waiting to happen, and you already see their coach screaming at him as he's coming off the sideline. So, yeah, it's always a, you know, every week presents new challenges, but I can assure you that, you know, I don't think he'll say this publicly, but I feel pretty confident behind closed doors. You know, Jeff Hafley's getting in front of this group saying there's a lot of balls to be had this week, with whether it's fumbles or picks or, you know, getting after blitzing this quarterback, because he's already proven to put the ball on the ground. Your boy might get two picks this week, and then when we talk next week, he's on track for 26 interceptions. There's nothing any of us are going to be able to say about it.
Tosh, against my better judgment, I do feel I have to ask you about Josh Myers puking on the football. I mean, dudes puking on the line is not a rarity, right?
No, that does happen. I, the fact that you couldn't throw the football because right before you puked it up and on it. And I don't know what the deal, Matt, that's the second time we've had commentary that we've had a discuss that Matt LaFleur has brought up vomit. So it's the whole thing is just funny to me. But the Josh Myers part of it, obviously, you know, it's really tough to throw a football as it is in this league. And then for Malik and the scenario that he was in, shows good moxie to not, with the lead that he had, take the puke ball and just run it and then get a new ball before the next time. Don't throw a puke ball and then end up, you know, turning it over because it's too slippery.
What's the reaction on the D-line when they see that happening?
It's weird. You would think they'd be utterly disgusted, but it's more, let's go get to the quarterback. Maybe he can't throw the ball because there's puke on it. I don't think it's a I'll put it this way. It's not as shocking as it should be. If that makes any sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
Man, I'll tell you, if that happens in front of me, I'm calling timeout. My man on top of me is puking.
If that happens in studio, from now on, you guys just got to keep rolling. You got a Josh Myers that keep rolling. I doubt that would be the case, but when it comes to D-line and O-line, there's a lot of disgusting things that happen, and this is just another chapter in that.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, my friend.
See you guys.